Inspiring Lives. On Jarrett Krasoska's 14th birthday, his grandparents gave him a gift, a drawing table. During dinner that night, the fortune in his fortune cookie said, "You will be successful in your work." He taped it to the table. Krasoska came from a troubled family. His parents were never around, and he had few friends. His best friends at the time were the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and other characters he read about in books. When he was in the third grade, his grandparents adopted him. "They loved me so much," he says, "and they supported my creative efforts." Even as a young boy, Krasoska loved drawing and writing stories. He was lucky in that he found encouragement both at home and at school. One teacher in particular stood out for him, his first grade teacher, Mrs. Eilish. "I can just remember the love that she offered us as her students," he recalls. When he was 17, he volunteered at a camp for sick children called Hole in the Wall. There he met Eric, a kid with leukemia. Eric sadly didn't live to see his 6th birthday. It was an inspirational experience that Krasoska said changed his life. It was the pivotal moment that made him want to write picture books for children. After graduating from art school, Krasoska struggled to publish his work, but he never gave up. He eventually published his first book, Goodnight, Monkey Boy, a story about a young, energetic boy who never wants to go to bed. His local newspaper celebrated the news, and he signed copies of the book at a local bookstore. Many of the people who inspired him were present at the event, including his friends, grandparents, and even several of his teachers. Mrs. Eilish, his first grade teacher, cut in front of the line and proudly said, "I taught him how to read." It was a very special moment for Krasoska. Krasoska is now a successful artist. His readers clearly love his books, and he receives fan mail from kids all over the world. Interestingly, he still draws on that same table he got on his 14th birthday, and the fortune is still taped to it.